Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I love it so. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens, the boom in the other room on the stickin'.
Ooh, loved that. Okay, you know what?
What?
That intro was an A-flat. How about that? Yes! Yes! Get that A-flat in here. Get that A-flat.
Listen,
We never do A-flat.
And I know all the music heads are out there being like, I can't believe
it's been
they
a minute
never do
since
A-flat.
It's also been a minute since we've seen our guest, and we were very sad about how many minutes have passed.
It was too many minutes. He's a dear friend. We actually met him in Scotland, Baby Wants Candy, long ago. But since then, you probably know him as the person that drags everyone on the Magic Tavern, and also one of the writers of Work in Progress. Please welcome to the show our good friend, Tim Sniffin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gosh,
A flat energy in my life ever since the moment until I could see you again.
And now we took a G sharp turn. It didn't work. The notes are wrong. It's a sharp turn towards friendship.
Yes.
You would say it's a Yep. You did it right.
No notes.
A flat is G sharp. When A flat is G sharp and your G sharp is A flat,
whoa,
why are they even not the same note? Okay, well, anyway, Tim, I feel like when you made that joke, people probably paused this podcast and gasped because they were like, why have they waited so long?
They parked their cars on the freeway.
They pressed pause so that they could gasp over the podcast without interrupting it to be
and
like,
quickly say, what else have I downloaded?
No. Okay. Tim is a delight.
Tim is a delight. We met Tim in Scotland when we were like, what do we actually do here? And Tim was like, don't worry, it's fine. We just sort of like hang out and then we do musicals.
Although our very first moment that we met, I don't know if you remember this, like I had flown like 16 hours and I was exhausted. And you were, I think, like tasked with leading a rhyming workshop our living room.
Oh boy.
As kind of a like, hey, we're getting ready to do the Fringe. And I remember I was like, I hope these people aren't clocking like how exhausted I am, and like I was like, I just got to do this workshop and then I can go to bed for 20 hours.
Oh my gosh, I only have delightful memories of you and dancing harder than anybody.
Really going to come into play today.
Coming out of your bedroom at the cast flat during a party wearing like a sleeping cap.
My Victorian lounging cap.
Yes.
I brought that with me.
Yes.
Of course you did.
There's like a person you can contact in England. I remember because they had certain colors on the website and I wrote him and I was like, I would love like a dark purple lounging cap. And he went, well, let me go into the village and see what fabrics they have today. I was like, this is the real deal.
Of course you will.
Oh my gosh. Huh. Papa?
Yes?
Frederick?
Yes?
What do you think the village will have today?
Well, that's the thing, darling. The village always has something different every day. What are you looking for in the village today?
Sometimes I don't think about it before. I just let it treat me like an open door and see what's in store. Today at the village, don't necessarily have a thought. Just gonna go in and say, look what I bought. And it'll be based on what they got in the village.
Sometimes before I'm falling asleep, when I ask the sky my dreams to keep, I think what's going to be at the village.
At the village, you get what you get. And you don't get upset at the village. You get what you get. And you don't get upset. And it changes each day as a mystery, from what comes from near and far. What comes on the carts, and we only use carts, cause we're far too provincial for cars. And sometimes the cheesemongers has cheese, and sometimes he only has birds. I'm sorry, I was getting confused. I mean, only has curds.
At the village, you get what you get. And you don't get upset at the village. You get what you get. And you don't get upset.
Sometimes it's a straight line. Sometimes it's a curve. I've heard the village gives you exactly what you deserve.
Once I got a book, but once I got a piece of thread, neither way was clear, both were confusing in my head.
Have sheep and cloth and fruits and berries and cheese. Children, we'll just have to see what we get, what we get.
And we'll get what we deserve, whether it be birds or cheese curds.
Or heroism or a swift death.
Punishment or treasure, but always hats.
I'm just continuing the walk.
Someday we'll have a cart, children, if the village deems to give us one.
If the village gives us a cart, it'll be because we deserve a cart.
Frederick, Francine, I want nothing more than for both of you to deserve a cart someday.
And may I say, I almost don't wish for a cart, father, sister, because I enjoy this time together when we can be a family.
You're so right, Frederick. A cart, what would it really do but make our trips to the village more efficient and therefore tragically short?
That makes me hate the idea of a cart. If we were given a cart today, I would set it aflame.
Yes, you know what, Frederick? I think you're right. I vow never to get a cart for this family, unless in the event that perhaps... Well, I'm picturing a day when I'm somewhat older than I am now and perhaps not able to make the walk to the village without a cart.
But in that case, Papa, let it be still a small cart that Frederick and I walk alongside.
Yes, so that way we can go no faster than we're walking right now.
Or perhaps pull your very selves.
That's right, Papa. We shall have just a small cart that we pull you in, not a large cart that we all sit in and can't hear each other but for the rumble, rumble of the wheels over the gravel.
The cart for this family would have to be a perfect cart.
I can see the cart in the light of the sun. It's a tiny cart. It's a cart for one.
And we pull it, Frederick and die. For the two rods that stick out side by side.
Less of a cart, more a wheelbarrow with a chair.
Less of a cart, more a wheelbarrow with a chair.
Because it has to be pulled and there's room for just one person there. This one is less of a cart, more a wheelbarrow with a chair.
I bet we can imagine all sorts of perfect carts for this family.
Yes, you know, I actually have another idea of a certain type of cart.
Oh, please, Francine, tell.
That I slide over my shoes.
Ooh, little shoe carts.
Each walk I take has a wheel. But I still have to have balance, have to have just the right feel.
I guess my question is, how are the wheels arranged?
Great question, and I think you might find this idea somewhat strange, but it's four tiny wheels. They are two by two, and they slide under each shoe. Each shoe has four, a title of eight, but no more. Eight tiny wheels, four on each foot.
So it's less of a cart, more a pair of roller skates.
Yes.
But we can still call them two tiny carts if that makes you feel great.
And that makes me feel great.
Less of a cart, more of two roller skates. Less of a cart, more of two roller skates.
Well, I can think of another type of cart. I'll tell you how about that.
Please do.
It's three tiny carts that sit on our heads. They're round in the center, at the sides kind of flat. We put them on our heads each day to keep the sun away.
Sure.
And they keep the flies from our eyes when we go to the fields to play.
And is there a wheel, brother wheel? Is there one at all?
No, no wheels in these carts. I don't see the need.
Great, so sort of.
So it's
less of a cart and more just three hats.
Fair enough. I guess you'd say
less of a cart and more like three hats.
I mean, what is a cart? If you say that's a cart, then that's that. No, it is less of a cart and more like three.
Arrived at the village.
Cheese here. We've got cheese here.
Oh, it's one of the days they have cheese and
cheese
not just
here.
Birds.
Not just birds.
Not birds, not curds. Full cheese here. Full cheese here.
Cheesemonger, how are you? I'm sorry.
Doing well. It's a fine day.
Brian, how are you?
Fine day for cheese here.
It is a fine day for cheese. What cheese? What is? Would you say it's a particularly fine day for a type of cheese? You're the cheese expert. I just sort of think any day that I eat cheese is a fine day for cheese.
Yes, we're appreciative of any kind of cheese we get, so we look to you to find out what the best kind of cheese there is.
Yeah, we got cheese here, and a cheese here for a certain kind of day here. Well, let me see this cheese here. On a day like today, when the fog is just clearing after the morn.
Which it is.
On a day like today, when you smile, you don't feel forlorn. But there's no quick or string in your step. It's early spring, it's really spring yet. Well, when you get into your thoughts and regrets, I think today you oughta have burrata. It's a day for burrata.
Red Italian cheese.
Have burrata.
Fresh
burrata, just a sack of curds. I guess we have curds today. today, but no, no birds. Today you oughta have burrata.
Well, if you say that's the kind of cheese to have, then I guess I should take a bite. I've never had burrata cheese before, but I'm positive it'll put things right.
I hear you can spread it once you puncture the skin.
So smart, Francie.
And it's so light and refreshing, you'll want to have it again.
On a day like today, we are
going to have a run. A day like today.
And I can just picture the squishy cheese as we bring it home to eat. Delicious, and as we puncture the skin, the smell so wet and sweet. We could spread it on a pizza, we could crumble it in our hands. Thank you, cheese, and thank you, cheesemongering man.
Bonjour, birds here. Birds for sale. Birds
Kelvin,
for everyone.
Kelvin, the bird man.
Oh, it's so good. Today's a day where he has plenty of birds and not just cheeses.
So many birds. They come from near and far. Have birds from the Amazon. They're a little confused. They don't know where they are. But if you ask me, on a day like today, where the clouds have cleared at last, there is only one kind of bird. A bird that is up to the task. On a day like today, you oughta get a macaw. On a day like today, you oughta get a macaw. They live for a very, very long, long time. And do they sleep? Not at all. On a day like today, you oughta buy a macaw.
To get a macaw. What a great bird to have today.
I guess at the village you get what you get and you don't get upset. One macaw, please. Oh, look, another salesperson.
Side dishes. Side dishes for sale.
Side dishes?
Are they the dishes themselves or the plates that go on the dishes?
Nah, always good to see you people. It's like the little amounts of food that you have on the side of your entree.
I should have known, Thomas. Thomas is always selling, I guess, tapas is sometimes called.
That's right.
Yeah, a side.
What have you got for us today? What do you recommend?
Well, today's a day where I have a happy feeling inside. I got some side dishes for you that are gonna take your mouth on a ride. I've got some cooked things. I've also got some raw. But I've got one thing for you. It'll be the best side dish you ever saw. 'Cause today's a day to get some coleslaw, yeah.
Oh, today's a day
we oughta get some coleslaw, yeah.
What a day, Frederick and Papa.
We've got burrata.
We've got macaw.
We've got some coleslaw.
You oughta get your destiny.
Oh, it's the village witch.
Oh, we've never gone into her shadowy tent.
Village witch, your tent always says gone fishing. You're always fishing all the time.
Yes, like so many witches, just always fishing.
This fish witch has fished already today.
Can I ask you a question?
Is open for wishes from the witches, because my fishes is complete.
I don't know that I've ever known your name, because your tent is always closed because you're always gone fishing.
Yes, Marissa. We make it our business to learn people's names, but what I talked over yours.
Marissa the Witcher.
Marissa.
Marissa.
Marissa, is it just me, Or is every witch I run into also, do you have like a fishing community? You're always gone fishing. I feel like you, right now, you're wearing a bucket hat with a lot of lures on it.
Not when was the last time you went fishing? It's very meditative and relaxing.
Sure, of course.
You can be presumptuous, Frederick.
I'm just trying to learn.
Wait a minute. I've never told you my name.
Sure, I know your name, Frederick. Francine. Papa.
You know my name.
She even knows your name.
She knows all
Papa
of our names.
Papa Nelson.
That's right. Marissa the Witch, I suppose if you are here and your door is open, then we are interested in our destiny today.
Your destiny is just beyond this open flap of my tent.
Yeah, we're going
to close.
Yeah,
you just closed the flap again so you could open it slowly.
We'll go into the tent. Just say come into the tent.
All right, come into the tent.
Oh, Marissa, who's this?
This is the family of Frederick, Papa,
and
Francine.
Here. And they are.
Well, it's good that we concluded our fishing trip in time to meet this fresh catch.
Yes, we had quite an eventful fishing trip, you see.
Oh, they were biting today.
Oh! Cackle, cackle.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
See what's biting today.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Look who's come out to play.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle. Every little bite. Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle. Fish are biting right.
And now, what have you come to learn your destiny? We have that for you. For scrying's what we do, you see.
Come into our shadowy tent, that's right, and you will win. And even if the flap is open, we'll close it and open it again.
Yes, cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Open and close the flapple.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Open the flapple, close the flapple.
Just giving a little mise en scène, because it can't be too easy for you to come on.
Also, sometimes it is too dark, and other times it's too light. And sometimes you need a lure to get the fish to bite.
You think you'd add a window to this place so we could control the light? But no, we're never going to do that, so we have this light to bite.
Because it's a tent, and adding a window to a tent can be quite hard. Yes, we found a man who'd sell us glass, and he said, no, that's absurd.
Putting it in a canvas flap, it won't support the weight. So we said, okay, fine, to the window, and instead we do that flap.
And now we
cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
We'll open the flapple, close the flapple.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Open the flapple, close the flapple.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Open the flapple, open the flapple.
Cackle, cackle, bait and tackle.
Sisters.
Hello.
Clarissa and Joyce.
Yes, it's me, Joyce.
Hello.
Here, I'll light some candles melted over tiny animal skulls to give us some light.
Yes.
Extremely good mood, Joyce. Thank you, Marissa. Nice to meet you, Clarissa.
Well,
we're here to learn our destiny. When we come to the village, we sort of try to be open to the whims of the world. And
you
today,
get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's what we always say.
That we know.
We had a spiriting conversation about a cart and what is and is not a cart on the way here.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, for we have a gift for you.
Let us arrange the bones of the freshly caught salmon and trout to design what the gift shall be, dear sister.
As we gather around the stone bowl and watch the shape the bones may take.
And as we sort of simmer it for a while and just sort of let the flavor of the bones seep in.
Maybe
throw in some oregano.
It smells really good.
We're making soup.
That's right. With this soup, you know what we've always missed is just like a good side, something to put right next to it should we be hungrier.
Oh, Francine, give him.
Would you like this coleslaw?
Coleslaw would be just the thing.
It's like a light cabbage salad.
Now, for this particular incantation of soup, we need a song sung by a creature from far away.
Oh, we have a bird.
Just like a bird.
No, it's a macaw.
A perfect thing
to have. The perfect bird.
The perfect thing to have.
And the last thing we need for our soupy incantation is some sort of a dairy delicacy, but not like a normal one you're familiar with, like a Swiss cheese or like a...
Something to melt over the top like a French onion soup, or is that not right? All we have is burrata.
Oh, the perfect cheese! The perfect cheese!
With these ingredients, three, we shall reveal your destiny. Cackle,
big tentacle.
Burrata, flip, and macaw squackle. Can you make the macaw squackle?
Oh, sorry, I'll tickle it a little bit.
Did it got it in
one? Coleslaw.
The bones in the soup, they're forming a shape.
Papa, I think I know this shape. Oh no! Frederick! Papa! It's a cart.
And it's a traditional cart.
A standard cart.
Pulled by a horse.
I hate it. I wish I could destroy it, but it's not here. Just a shape of it is here.
Frederick said he would set it aflame.
This cart is in your destiny.
But what does it mean? We don't want a cart.
You get what you get.
And you don't get upset. But I am upset, Papa. I am upset.
I'm upset, too.
I wish we never came into this tent.
I wish the tent flap was closed forever and they were always fishing.
Do not be confused. This is just a sign. Your destiny will take some time to unwind. What does it mean? You think it's clear from the start, but you have no idea what it means to find a cart.
You'll have to wait as the road meets your feet. You cannot rush the ticking hands of your destiny. Spin, spin, spin around. Wait for the wheel. This is the hand that you've been dealt. You can't get a new deal.
Oh, I might give you some news, and it could have you feeling blue. But family of three, like it or not, a cart is coming for you.
A cart is coming for you. What will you do? What will you do? A cart is coming for you. What will you do? With you at last. No matter how fast you walk, a cart can go even more fast.
Will you run? Will you hide? Will you try to make yourself off course?
Is that what you'll do?
Sorry, but you can't unrun this horse.
A cart is coming for you. What will you do?
What will
this family has been revealed that the thing they most feared is now in their destiny. Will they embrace it? Will they run from it? Find out in the second half of
The Village!
The Village.
The musical. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left this sweet little family, they were being dealt their destiny that they would never dream of. A standard cart. The cart is coming for them. But how will they respond? Find out when we return to the second half of The Village, the musical.
Oh, children, we have a decision to make now. Now, the witches pushed us out of their tent and immediately went fishing because apparently that's what they do.
They said something about they bite best at dawn and dusk.
They said something about they bite best at dawn and dusk.
They bite best at dawn and dusk.
I don't care what they say, Papa, Sister, as they just told us about that terrible cart.
Yes, what are we to do?
Well, you get what you get and you don't get upset at the village.
But I am upset.
I am also upset, but I don't think that changes the fact that we get what we get. And so, I think, instead of running from our destiny, let us run towards it with open arms.
Papa,
let us go straight to a cart salesman.
If you run open-armed into a cart, it's likely to crush you.
So be it.
No, Papa!
I can't think of any carts that are made of a forgiving material that wouldn't hurt you if it ran into you. A cart of feathers or of clouds, they're all made of wood.
Listen, children. Sometimes in this life, you don't get your wish. Sometimes you get squished. A cart makes you go squish. Sometimes you think, wow, what has just happened? Because you just got flattened. You get run over, and there's nothing you can do. Immovable object, unstoppable force. Except you are not an immovable object, and the other thing is pulled by a horse. And you get driven into the ground, under the hoof, under the wheel. That's just life, that's just the brakes, that's just the deal. Sometimes all we can do is prepare, like buy some armor over there from the man with the fantastic hair and say, excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
Do you sell sundered steel for me to place on my breast and all of the rest so I don't get crushed by a wheel?
I've got armor, I've got steel, I've got metal things that last. And it will all protect you from whatever's coming for you fast.
I'll be the knight, I'll wear this armor, and we should arm both of you as well. And then when we get the cart, we won't fight with the cart. We'll send that cart straight to hell.
Yes, I've got two sets of armor that were made for tiny kids.
Well, okay, but like,
don't ask why I have it.
Okay.
Just take it. I accept your bids.
I was thinking we might want to balance the party. Maybe a healer, maybe a mage.
No, at the village, I want swords. Swords for everyone. Great. Armor and swords.
And with three knights, we can fight, we can fight as three knights. We can fight, we can fight. Here, I'll help you put on yours, and you help me put on mine.
Papa,
yes, daughter.
Do you think we could ask the cart to yield? Do we all need a sword and a shield?
Yes, you all need swords and shields.
Well,
we're getting the upsell from the guy.
Oh, I thought you were asking for swords and shields, because I've got them both. They'll give you all the feels.
I think we are asking for swords
sure.
if we're gonna do the armor thing.
Yes, we might as well be prepared.
What kind of swords do you have? Do you have any children-sized swords?
Of course I've got children's swords.
Why do you have children's swords?
They're both silver and gold.
Oh, wow, sounds expensive.
Look, I drew tiny animals on the hilt. That'll make them fun to hold.
Oh, yay, I got a sloth.
What did you get?
I got a giraffe.
I got a picture of a squished man as three. Everyone has a sword.
We'd been a peaceful family up until this moment, but I suppose because of the cart, we'll simply have to learn how to defend ourselves.
Papa, I'm finding it hard to walk.
Listen, armor is very heavy, even if it's made for children.
Oh, but Papa, look at this cool dance it's making me do.
Okay, do it again. All right, you're moving very... Okay, what's this?
Hey, everyone, oh, gather in a
what
circle!
What is this little kid doing over here? Everyone gather in a circle! There's a new latest craze in town! Look at this! What do you call that thing that you're doing right now, little
This kid's
girl?
Invented some kind of new crazy dance!
Oh, yeah! Well, it's sort of like when I feel the armor, some of it pops, and then it locks!
Yeah, it seems like
you... And I kind of pop, and lock, and pop, and lock, and pop, and lock, and pop,
and pop,
and lock!
And lock.
And pop, and lock, and pop, and lock, and ooh!
And pop,
tick-tock.
And lock!
And pop, and lock, and pop, and lock, and pop, and lock!
And lock!
And pop, and lock! Just a little dance, just a little dance, just a little dance! Just a little dance, just a little dance, oh, you can do it too. Just a little dance, just a little dance, just a little dance I can do. Just a little dance, just a little dance, and you can do it too. First, you have to act like you are made of metal, and your arms, they can barely move.
They can barely move.
And then you pop and lock and lock and lock and pop until you find the groove.
Till you find the groove.
You might have your knees a-knockin' and knockin' knockin', but you just let them tick-tock and knock.
Tick-tock and knock.
Because that's the way that you move when you are metal, and you have to pop and unlock.
You have to pop and lock.
Just a little dance, just a little dance, just a little dance you can do. Just a little dance, just a little dance, and you can do it too. Just a little dance, just a little dance, just a little dance you can do. Just a little dance, just a little dance, and you can do it too.
Bonjour, am I doing it right? First I'm moving, then stop. And the move is the pop, and the stock is the lock.
Just a little stock and a little pop and a little unlock. And you got it if you stop, and then you start, and then you stop.
I think I got it. First I pop, and then I lock, and then I pop, and then I lock again.
Yeah.
Thank you for teaching me. Now this dance really reaching me to the stars, and you're my new best friend. Just a little dance, just a little dance, a little dance you can do. Just a little dance, just a little dance, a little dance you can do.
Just a little dance, just a little dance, and you can do it too.
Well, I am also in some tiny armor too, but mine does not move that way, so I am kinda blue. The joints are all rusted, the bottom's really stiff. I wish that I could do this dance to give myself a lift.
Why don't you try it? Won't you try it? Won't you learn? Move as a unit, move like a snake or like a worm. And you can take it if it's too much to store. You can take your whole body down to the floor.
Ever seen something like this? The strangest thing around. That little armor boy snake flopping down on the ground.
That's right, I'm spinning in the dirt. It looks like I found the groove. Thank you for telling me just how I can now move.
What is this new kind of dance? Is this some kind of mistake? When you do this dance, won't your armor break? What is this dance called?
A break dance.
Wow, I will spread the news back to France. There is a...
Just a little dance, just a little dance, just a little dance.
a little dance you can do. Just a little dance, just a little dance, and you can do it too. Just a little dance, just a little dance, and you can do it too. Just a little dance, just a little dance, and dancing you can do. I pop and lock it, I not lock it, I'm pop it, and you can make no mistake.
You can take it, you lock it, and pop it, and you can make no mistake.
Take a little spin, and you can take it, and you can pop it, unlock it, and you take a little break. Oh, find a little dance you can do, and you can do it too. And now we're dancing and dancing and dancing, dancing and dancing. And sorry, whoops, I cannot unstop. Oh, I would not dream of stopping, I would not dream of stopping. But ooh, people start to drop. Oh, and TikTok unlocked, days go by, and we're still dancing in the square. Oh no, we're not dancing, we're not eating, we don't have another single care. Just a little dance hysteria, can you bury it? Can you bury the dance hysteria? Can you carry it? Just a little dance hysteria, can you carry it? Just a little dance hysteria, can you carry it?
Dance hysteria.
Dance hysteria.
Dancing.
A royal decree of the Duke of the Land. This village has caused quite an imposition for trade, with all these people dancing, collapsing in the square day after day. And here on my duckle cart, I cannot... the Duke is stopped here in his cart and cannot move through. And so he has decreed that you all must move.
But we can't move because we're dancing. We can't move because we're dancing.
We've been dancing for days, children. The Duke is here on a cart. This is it. This is the moment for which we bought the armor, but I'm so tired.
Father, we must fight the cart, right? Oh no, it's been a few days of no eating and sleeping and only dancing. We fight the cart?
The original plan was to fight the cart.
Fight the cart with our little sloth, my little sloth sword?
And my sword with a flattened man on it. We don't have the and yours with the giraffe.
As I further examine it, the head of the giraffe is the blade of the sword. It's excellent craftsmanship. It's taken me that amount of time to realize that.
We really got a deal on these. I would have thought that these swords would have put us out for so much more money than they were quite affordable, these swords.
Man. I'm loving these swords.
I'm loving these swords. You know, children, I think this is the time. Why are you all still talking? You must move for the Duke. The Duke must move through on his cart. And if you do not move for the Duke will crush you with this, his cart.
That's it. I'm striking a mighty blow to this cart to drive it from our lives.
Careful, Frederick.
Thunk.
Nice try. This cart is made of heavy, rare metals.
I shall try to join you, brother. Dink.
Children, sometimes you cannot fight destiny. Sometimes what you have to do...
Dink, dink.
Yes, no, it's not. Dink. You can stop. Hold on, you want
to
dig it a couple
more
times?
I mean, good on you for continuing to try to destroy this cart.
I mean, it makes a lovely sound.
With your sloth sword.
I think...
Dink.
Sir, I'm just going to lay down here. You may crush me with the cart, as is my destiny. I think. It's been so long without food and so much dancing. Children, if there's an argument for me not to lie down and just get crushed by this cart, now's the time to hear it.
Nothing is coming to mind.
All right. Okay, here I go.
I'm drawing an absolute blank.
No, that's fair. Anything? No. All right. Okay.
We're in our low teens. I mean, you've raised us well.
Thank you.
Our low teens, Papa. Ding, ding.
Yes, somewhere between the ages of 13 and 15, we'll never know.
That's all you've ever told us is getting up there.
Listen.
Wait. What happens outside this my car
the
door?
The Duke speaks! Let me open the flap and close the flap and open the flap. And he's getting out.
Are you getting out?
I'm getting out.
Speaking from inside the car.
Open the flap and keep it open.
Open up the flap. Hey, the Duke is about to speak.
My...
Listen to the Duke.
Yes.
The Duke has words for you all.
We're ready to listen.
I see.
The Duke decrees that all of you pay attention to the Duke.
We've stopped all of our activities.
I am here.
What's he going to say?
To
Here it comes, it's coming soon.
Gonna be so important.
Incredible words from the freaking dude.
So important.
Here it comes, it's coming soon.
So important.
Words from
yes, I am the dude.
If I may be so bold, if you really want to know what it is to be like the people of the land.
Yes.
We don't ride in carts, or sometimes we use hats as carts, but more often than not, we walk and stand.
Is that true, what you say? This be my next act as Duke.
The Duke has a decree.
I know what we must do.
What must we do?
As sure as I know my name, let us set this card aflame.
Let us set this metal card aflame.
Burn it,
too.
It's melting down.
Which is fire will do that to a big metal car?
We're back from fishing.
We caught a bunch of salmon and trout. Fishing's what we're all about. You have faced your destiny. A big old melty cart. You didn't run from it. You faced it, all body and heart.
I never knew that we could face it as us three. We didn't have from that destiny.
That's right, I thought a cart would come and bring only tragedy. But any old strength of cart can't face the strength of family.
And we have this melted metal, what should we do? Surely all this can be of some use. We could give it to the village.
We could give it to the village.
The village? Huh? Us? Huh? Oh, yeah, I could use a bit of that.
I could use some of it to make cages for my birds.
I could use it to make some spreadable knives.
Oh, tiny bowls to hold all my side dishes.
And you could make more armor for children for some reason.
Yes.
And no one could ask any questions about it.
Soon my child army will rise.
We could use it to make the most elaborate patient tunnel.
We could also provide some infrastructure for our tent to support
a window.
Wow.
But for now, children, let's walk home. Holding hands with my children in their early teens, we are together as a family, and the grass feels green.
As the sun goes down and the moon rises to the sky, and we walk on home, we know why we say you get what you get.
You get what you get, and you don't get upset at the village.
You get what you get,
and you don't get upset.
And the three of us, having faced down that cart, are now even stronger, I bet. From the village, you get what you get.
When I get what I get, I don't get upset.
At the village, you get what you get. Are either of you upset?
No.
At this village, we got what we get.
I feel great, this feeling I won't forget.
We have, at the end of the day, I think, no regrets. From the village, where you
in the greenery, a modern road. Was it 2022 this whole time?
Come at us, M. Night Shyamalan.
What a twist.
The end. Sorry. Nope. I apologize to everyone in the world.
No apologies.
Tim gave me a thumbs down.
No, now I'm on board. I'm on board.
What is it?
Here's
it's
great.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say in my defense. I didn't get us off the rails of our finale song. It was a true tag.
Listen, you gotta know, Jessica could have introduced
the
2021 at the beginning of the tag. What year is it?
2022.
That's right. 2022 at the beginning of the tag. That's like, and she waited.
And I
the
waited.
Very end.
I waited.
And that's called mastery.
And that's called being a professional. That actually did bring back a memory. I'm sorry. I know that we don't typically just jaw around at the end of an ep,
but we do for this one.
When when we were in our first summer in Edinburgh with Tim, I constantly was trying to put in jokes at the end of musicals. Like before I had done much narrative musical, we'd all be like
at the blackout.
Yes, and I'd always be like standing by Zach and be like, I tried it again. Like I don't know why I keep doing this, because there's obviously someone in the booth who's going to literally black out the stage.
Here,
so
we'll show you exactly how it goes. Scott, big chords, like, and that's the end of the show.
And I wish we had pizza.
okay. Yeah. Like, the lights have already gone down. Like, people are clapping during the last chord. There's no room for this joke to be made. It's funny.
I did it constantly. And then I started doing it just for, like, you and me. Just I would just, like, say it in the blackout. I'd be like, but who's Amy?
Just for me, folks.
Just for me.
Just for me.
That one's for me.
This one truly feels like it has been just for us.
Especially the afternoon shows where it'd be like, there'd be like some sort of, and there'd just be like drunk afternoon people. I'd be like, here's just a joke for me.
This
okay.
one's for me.
Anyway, this one's for me. This one's for you.
Sun's still up, folks. Anything goes.
This one's for all of you. Thank you, Scott Passarella. Thank
King
you,
King of Pianists, Pianists of Kings.
Thank you, Brett Morris. Definitely on the chorus. Thank you, Ticket the Chorus. Thank you, Dana Wiggins on the Stickins. Thank you to our incredible guest, Tim Sniffin.
Woo-hoo!
Tim, where can the people find you? What should they know?
Well, you can always hear me on Hello from the Magic Tavern, the podcast.
You know it and love it.
I love, nothing makes me happier than being dragged by you at the end of that podcast. And then people are like, why does Tim not? I was like, don't worry, he knows them. He knows them. He's not being.
It's always done in love.
Yeah.
And you can always watch Work in Progress on Showtime. It looks like two seasons is all we'll have. But you can still enjoy it. It's was a wonderful show made by a dear friend of mine. So find it on Showtime or get the Hulu add-on and check it out.
The Hulu. Get the Hulu. So much good stuff there.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you cackle, cackle,
then you must be preparing to bait and tackle.
We also love football. Bye.
Bye.
And blackout. And they love football.
Oh, the other meaning of tackle. The football. That one's for me.
Sit down. The Wally song.
The Wally song.
Listen, okay. So we recorded a sound check at the beginning where we sang a song about a dog. And then we vowed that we were going to end the musical with that song no matter what, which we didn't do because we make threats that we don't fall through on all the time. But actually, here is the Wally song.
Wait,
now.
In the year 2022, down this modern road, here comes a dog.
Enjoy this song. Bye.
Sometimes a wiggle butt knows what to wiggle what.
Sometimes the dog gets it right.
Ooh.
That dog, a little piece of mutton, fixed all its problems by hitting one button.
So we gotta say to him,
how this household works. Am I the one that'll be getting extra food? Is it me? That's right. I want a second dinner that puts me in the mood.